Mini episode 1611 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1611 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Succession episode 4.5. Here's our top five notes of interest as we approach mid-season. Number five, for the second week in a row, an episode was named after something big with Khan, even though it was marginal at best to the episode. Again, the story of his life. The honeymoon states refers to where Khan and his new bride will be spending the waning days of the presidential campaign. The presence of Jared Mencken was hinted at but not seen in the last episode, but that's about to change with the election looming. If Connor does hold any sway in the outcome, it'll be the first time in his life that has really mattered. Number four, the disgusting brothers are now adrift. Tom tried to kiss up to all of the siblings, and Greg isn't fitting into the family any better than he did before. However, once Tom finds out that he's father to Roy kid, things may change. Number three, the baby isn't where we thought it was. We figured that Carrie was knocked up, but at least that's not known yet. Thus far, the other woman is now cut out of everything, with Logan not around to take care of her anymore. She will apparently be a wild card going forward, though, and there were some interesting vibes with her and Roman. And of course, if she's actually pregnant after all, that will be wild itself. Instead, though, the baby that we know about is inside of Shiv, and she's keeping it secret for now. It's one more ingredient in an incredibly complicated emotional stew for her. Number two, Marcia is back as a huge power player. Perhaps there will be some surprises in the will, but right now, Marcia is flexing as the powerful Black Widow. As Carrie learned, you cross her at your own peril. Number one, Kendall's segue into Logan was jarring but unsurprising in that it was born of personal pettiness, a foundational Roy family trait. All it took for Ken to put aside his siblings' wishes, keeping in mind that they are alleged co-equals behind the scenes, was for him to reread his father's document and admit to himself that the old man didn't want him on top after all. Right in the midst of the Madsen negotiations, it's liable to come out that Kendall double-crossed Roman and Shiv by burying their dad in dirt. This is now a dangerous game because of the dirt on Kendall that's known by certain entities, including Colin, Marcia, Roman, and Shiv. The end of the sibling alliance now seems in sight as we approach mid-season, and the Mattson deal that is now starting to seem elusive may go by the boards. With all of the chaos starting to loom, truly, Logan wouldn't have it any other way. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.